And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 22nd of May. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Fisher and German Bight. The general synopsis at midnight, low Denmark 997, expected southern Sweden 999 by midnight tonight. New high expected Scotland 1025 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours, Viking, North Utsira, northerly 6 to gale 8, showers, good. South Utsira, northeast 40s, northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, showers, good. Southwest 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southwest 40s and Dogger, showers, good. Fisher, German Bight, north or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in East Humber, showers, good. Dover, White, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5 for a time, fair, good. Portland, Plymouth, north or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, mainly fair, good. Biscay, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good. South Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 south of Cape Finisterre, showers, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, variable 2 to 4, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, north or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in East Lundy, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Irish Sea, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Shannon, Rockall, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Malin, west or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Hebrides, east or southeast 2 to 4. Fair, good. Bailey, south or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Fair Isle, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east, showers, good. Faroes, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 4 or 5 later in west. Fair, good. Southeast Iceland, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, rain later in west. Good, occasionally poor later in west. Now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northeast 3, 15 miles, 1020 now rising. Stornoway, northeast by east 4, 24 miles, 1023 falling slowly. Lerwick, north 4, recent rain, 19 miles, 1021 falling slowly. Lucas, northeast 2, 16 miles, 1021 steady. Bridlington, north by west 3, 1018 falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north by west 4, 11 miles, 1017. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 2, 11 miles, 1017. Jersey, northwest 2, mist 2 miles, 1018 falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 4, 5 miles, 1018. Scilly Automatic, northwest by west 3, 5 miles, 1021 falling more slowly. Valentia, southwest by south, calm, 16 miles, 1022 now rising. Ronald's Way, north by east 3, 11 miles, 1018 now rising. Malin Head, north northeast 3, 12 miles, 1020 falling slowly. Now for the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday the 22nd of May. The general situation, an area of low pressure over Scandinavia will bring a generally moderate northerly airflow to eastern waters for much of Thursday, with winds in the west, light and variable. Rain and westerly winds then push in from the west through Friday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 until later in east. Showers in east, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. North or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally variable 3 or less in the firths of Forth and Tay. Showers in north, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North 3 to 5, backing northwest 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North backing northwest later, 3 to 5. Occasional rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northerly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in south, backing northwest later. Occasional rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northerly or northwesterly, veering easterly or northeasterly, then becoming variable later 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less, becoming east or southeast 3 or 4 for a time. Mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Mainly fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time in east, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. North or northeast, veering east for a time at first 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, cyclonic, becoming north or northwest 3 to 5, then variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Isle of Man, east or northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable 3 or less, becoming south or southwest 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 at first. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Easterly becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Shetland Isles, northerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in east. Showers, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
I am here because these brave men cannot rise by themselves.
Pretender Prince, the story of the rise and fall of Bonnie Prince Charlie.
I am come home. We will march.
A tale of destiny, disputes, and despair.
In God's name, no!
We must go, Your Majesty!
My loyal men!
And the best part is, it's all true.
I just simply don't think he was properly prepared for the role, the responsibility, and the risk he was taking.
Pretender Prince, narrated by Jack Loudon.
For your own safety, we must go!
Friday afternoons at 2:15 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by the Reverend Dr. Rosa Hunt.
Good morning. On this day in 337, the Roman Emperor Constantine the Great died. Despite having had a famous conversion to Christianity, he never got baptised until his final illness a quarter of a century later. And on his deathbed, he's said to have taken off his imperial purple robes and put on the white robes of a new convert. Historians disagree as to why Constantine waited so long before getting baptised. Some conjecture that he may have been too busy, while the more cynical claim that he just didn't want to stop killing people just yet. But whatever the reason, it seems that, at the end, Constantine wanted to be defined by the white robes of a baptismal candidate rather than the purple robes of an emperor. Death comes equally to us all and makes us all equal when it comes, wrote John Donne. The author of the Book of Genesis has God saying to the first humans, "By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food, until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return." As an Italian proverb has it, when the game is over, the king and the pawn go into the same box. God of life and death, we know that we can't take our riches, achievements, and possessions with us when we die. But sometimes we live as though we can. Neither do we take our failures, our humiliations, and our mistakes with us. But sometimes we live as though we will. Help us to live, not as those who are afraid of death, but as those who make the most of every opportunity to live lives of joy, celebration, and love. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who came to give us life in all its fullness. Amen.
Rosa Hunt. Now, Farming Today with Kaz Graham.
Good morning. Today, now the EU and the UK have an agri-food deal. Have the millions of pounds spent on border control posts been a waste of taxpayers' money?
They are the white elephants of Brexit, really. The port sector built them at pace, at huge cost, expecting that they'd be able to recover some of those costs. We can't do that. We're left with a really bitter taste in our mouths.
And we'll have more on that later. First, though, we're taking an in-depth look at bovine TB throughout this week. The impact of the disease, the financial and emotional costs, and the ongoing attempts to eradicate it from the national cattle herd. Agriculture is a devolved power, and there are different approaches to tackling bovine TB across the UK. In Northern Ireland, one in every 10 herds of cattle is affected, and it's a priority for the government to get on top of it. As Louis